This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios giving you the hometown take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at _ Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. It's a Friday. I hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there, making sure that people can keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers, serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night vending machine technicians out there making sure that people can get their snack on early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers, Amazon drivers, Amazon workers out there making sure that people can get their packages before Christmas and the holidays. So I know y'all are out there working extra hard during this holiday season. I appreciate you. Shout out to y'all out there grinding right now. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry. Shout out to all my early morning, late night, local 613 IBEW workers out there this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear load and truck drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local bus drivers out there, making sure that people get from home to work. And maybe the kiddos get from home to school, but I think a lot of the kiddos, is either the last day of school before the Christmas break or they're already on Christmas break. I know a lot of college kids, they aren't riding buses, but you get what I'm saying. Shout out to all the bus drivers out there. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local funeral home workers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night people listening in the bed right now as well. All my hospitality workers and hotel workers out there too, making sure that people are having a great stay wherever that may be. I know y'all are working hard right now too during the holidays, just in case any people are staying up at hotels that are visiting family and things of that nature. So appreciate y'all as well. Big show today. Got a lot to get into. We got college football playoff game tonight. We have, and then the winner of this college football playoff game between Notre Dame and Indiana, they'll take on the winner, or they'll take on Georgia. The winner of this game will take on Georgia, I should say. So that's going on tonight. We obviously got The Falcons game on Sunday, we're getting you ready for. The MP9 era starts on Sunday, and we'll see what he can do up against the New York football Giants, and we're hoping he has a big debut because the Falcons are obviously still trying to get into the postseason. We're going to let you hear from Zach Robinson, the Falcons offensive coordinator, here in just a couple of minutes, and let you hear him talk about it being MP9 time, and he had a couple of very interesting sound bites from his presser the other day, so we want to let you hear that. Also, Hawks were in action yesterday. They fell in overtime to the San Antonio Spurs, unfortunately, but another solid game for the Hawks. And again, still looking good. Still looking good. I still feel fairly good about where the Hawks are at. And just real quick on the Hawks while they're at the forefront of the brain, because we won't talk about the Hawks much, so I do want to at least give them a couple of minutes before we get into the Falcons. What I like most about the Hawks is, again, this Hawks team isn't a NBA Finals contender. They're not even a Conference Finals contender, okay? I don't think they're there yet. I think they could easily be a play-in team. They could easily get past the play-in. I think they could end up being a top-six team. However, I also think that they're not quite ready to – they're ready to compete with the contenders. We saw that with the Milwaukee Bucks. The Spurs are a solid team with Wemby and Chris Paul and some other pieces there. So we've seen the Hawks be competitive with the cream of the crop. I mean, heck, they beat the Cavaliers twice. They beat the Celtics twice, right? And, you know, they went toe-to-toe with the Bucks in the NBA Cup semifinal, and the Bucks obviously went on to win the whole thing. So they are competitive, and they have been competitive with the cream of the crop. So that really, to me, is promising. Again, they're not quite there yet to where they're going to beat the cream of the crop and rise to the cream of the crop consistently, but the fact that they're competing with the cream of the crop is very promising to me. But loss to the Spurs in overtime last night, but again, a good game for them, and then they'll be back in action. I got to pull that up for you. I think they'll be back in action on tomorrow, if I am not mistaken. But again, I will give you that information here in just a second. Should have already pulled up, but it all good. It'd be like that sometimes. Final score of that game between the Hawks and the Spurs was 133-126, by the way, in overtime. Hawks back to 14-14. And yes, they'll be taking on the Grizzlies back at home, by the way, in the friendly confines of State Farm Arena. So tomorrow, they'll be taking on the Grizzlies. We're at 19-9. Again, you got another stretch, another two-game stretch where you're taking on some competitive teams. Take on the Grizzlies at home. Then the Timberwolves at home on Monday, Grizzlies Saturday, Timberwolves on Monday. And then you take on the Bulls, which the Bulls are okay. They're 13-15. And then you take on the Heat, which are 13-11. You take them on a week from tomorrow. So a solid stretch here the next week coming up for the Hawks. But let's talk about the Atlanta Falcons, because that's what everybody is talking about right now. The city is buzzing over Michael Penix Jr. We got some video of him practicing with the ones, throwing balls to Kyle Pitts and Drake London, and everybody's noting that velocity, that zip down on the ball. And look, I'm very excited. I am still trying to not get myself too excited because, again, we have to remember he's a rookie. We have to remember he's going to make mistakes, and we have to remember that we can't expect him to just go out there and be absolutely perfect from snap number one. But still, very, very excited to see what Michael Penix Jr. does on Sunday, and really excited to see what this offense does. And that's where we transition into letting you hear from Zach Robinson, because this offense, while at its core it's going to be the same, it's still going to look a little different in the fact that I think we're going to see a lot more play action. I think we're going to see a lot more like naked bootleg type plays. And the quarterback is obviously going to be more mobile. He's going to be moving more in the pocket, and plays are going to get extended. We're going to have a lot more broken plays that hopefully end up in big plays as far as offensively goes, and I'm excited to see that as well. But from Zach Robinson, I first want to let you hear Zach Robinson talk about how they're getting Michael Penix ready. And one of the ways they've gotten Michael Penix ready so far is, I believe this was Wednesday, where they had the 70-play walkthrough with Michael Penix Jr. So, I mean, he was going over everything. A 70-play walkthrough to try and help get Michael Penix ready for Sunday, get him acclimated, get him knowing all the plays, and get him ready to start on Sunday. So here's Zach Robinson talking about a 70-play walkthrough with the team and Michael Penix Jr. running with the ones.
Mike takes all the scout team reps like their game reps because that's his reps that he gets throughout the week, and he's handled everything really well. He prepares the right way. He stands right behind Kirk in all the walkthroughs. You can tell how intentional he is every single time he's in the meeting room, every time he's out on the grass. He's been nothing but an awesome teammate and support for Kirk, and he practices really well, whether it's on the scout team or every once in a while we do a Mamba period where we go twos on twos, and he's been productive, really dating back to even training camp. He had a great training camp, and so he's just continues to get better. He's still a young player. There's still going to be young mistakes, that come up that are he's playing NFL football for the first time in meaningful action. So we'll take those as we get them. But he's done a great job preparing every single week, and nothing different, obviously, this week.
There you have it. So they've been getting him ready as much as he can. He's been in that building, and he's been living and breathing football, especially over this past week after he's been named the starter. So there you have that there. All right, let's continue to talk about what this offense is going to look like with Michael Penix Jr. at quarterback as the starter, because Zach Robinson was asked if the full playbook is open. And look, I don't know that the full playbook, it's hard because I do think to an extent the full playbook was open when Kirk, besides last week. Last week against the Raiders, the playbook was very much limited. I think we've all come to agreement on that. But before that, I think the full playbook was still kind of open. But again, we weren't really seeing play action. We weren't really seeing bootlegs. And I think we will see more of that with Michael Penix. So, I do also get the take that the full playbook wasn't open as far as bootlegs and play action, things of that nature. So I do understand the question for sure. But with Michael Penix, I think Zach Robinson is going to maybe tap into, again, things that weren't being done from the rip and when Kirk was maybe even playing well. So let's hear from Zach Robinson talking about the full playbook being open for Michael Penix Jr.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. We felt great with Kirk as well. Obviously Mike's got some different skill sets that you can activate as well. But, whatever he's done at Washington and what we've seen out on the practice field, how it fits within our offense, we'll definitely activate that this week.
Oh, yeah. Ready to see them legs get a little bit more activated. And look, I don't want Michael Penix Jr. to become like Lamar Jackson or obviously Michael Vick or anything like that. But just to see some mobility in the pocket, just to see a quarterback move around the pocket, be able to extend the play with his legs, not necessarily to run, but extend the play to buy time to throw down the field. We want to see him make some deep throws down the field. I'm ready to see all that. Give me all that energy. Give me all those plays. Inject them into my veins. You know what I'm saying? We on that type of timing on Sunday, but it should be very good to see. And I want to backpedal a little bit now when talking about Zach Robinson. And I want to talk about, I want to get Zach Robinson's point of view. We got Raheem Morris's point of view yesterday as far as why it was time to make a quarterback change. And Raheem Morris said, obviously, turnovers and the quarterback position needed to be played better. And he felt like it could be played better with Michael Penix Jr. And I obviously agree with that. And I think everybody agreed with that. But why does Zach Robinson feel like it was time to make a change at quarterback? Well, he answered that the other day. And here's Zach Robinson on why it was time to make a change at QB.
Yeah, I think, obviously Kirk has done a lot of great things here. And he's got us to this position. We're sitting at 7-7 because of Kirk. And he's played a lot of good football. And, he'd be the first to tell you the turnovers over the past, handful of weeks, have been tough. And there's things that have been a little bit out of his character for what he's shown in his career, and just felt like at this time, Mike gave us the best chance to win going forward. But like I said, Kirk's been nothing but great for everybody, and he's going to continue to be a great teammate like he's been. And, just felt like Mike was the best option going forward.
Definitely agree that Michael Penix Jr. right now is definitely the best option going forward. I mean, we've seen what Kirk has become, and it's not just been it's not just been a one-game or two-game slump for Kirk. It's been five games now. One touchdown pass, nine interceptions, and he's just gotten in his own way. Too many turnovers. I don't know if he's in his head. I don't know if it's physical. Could be both. Who knows? But, I mean, Kirk didn't say it was physical, so who knows? But Michael Penix Jr. is definitely the guy right now. And, again, I'm ready to see what Zach Robinson cooks up. And I think Mike Johnson from the morning shift, he made a very good point on, I think it was Wednesday after the announcement. It was Wednesday. But either way it goes, he made a very good point saying that pressure's on Zach Robinson this week because there's no more excuse about, okay, Kirk's back there. You can't do some of the things you would like to do as far as play calling wise when you're Zach Robinson. Michael Penix Jr. is back there now. And he did this 70 play walkthrough. He's been getting second team reps. He should know the playbook still. We need to see a very creative game call from Zach Robinson and a very good game call from Zach Robinson as far as calling plays that make Michael Penix comfortable and obviously calling plays that are going to be successful. So we're going to have to see. We're finally going to get to see Zach Robinson getting his bag on Sunday, I think. And all the pressure is on him. I don't think it's really on Michael Penix. I think it's more so on Zach Robinson to call a good game for Michael Penix and put Michael Penix in a position to succeed. And put him in positions from play to play to win. So I think this Sunday is going to tell us a lot about where Zach Robinson is as a play caller and as a first-year play caller. So I'm very interested to see what Zach Robinson does as far as play calling on Sunday against the Giants. But when we come back here, about 5 minutes from now on the Hometown Take, we'll let you hear one more from Zach Robinson because he believes there are indeed some similarities between Kirk Cousins and Michael Penix. We'll also let you hear some more from Michael Penix as we get you ready for the Giants game on Sunday. All that's coming up here on the Hometown Take. Live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Friday, a Falcons Friday. Here on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Falcons Friday. I hope you all are doing well. Thank you to everyone who is tuned in right now that is either on their way to work or already at work. Everybody that is tuned in right now that is already at the gym or on their way to the gym, I appreciate you. All my people listening in the bed right now, because I know you're out there, I appreciate you tuning in as well. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. We'll continue to talk about the Atlanta Falcons here as it is a Falcons Friday. And look, I am expecting a Falcons win because, one, I don't think the quarterback play could get any worse, no shade, just truth, than it's been over the past five games. And even with how limited the play calling was and how limited the game plan and the offense was on Monday against the Las Vegas Raiders, we still found a way to win. And I think the quarterback play will be better. I think the game plan won't be as limited. Now, while the Giants defense does have some dogs still, they still got Dexter Lawrence. They still got Brian Burns. But Brian Burns, I got to check and see if he practiced yesterday. I don't think he practiced Wednesday. I'm not sure if he practiced today. So that could definitely be something to look out for if he isn't able to go. But the Falcons should still win this game. The Giants aren't good. They're kind of lifeless to me. Drew Lock is going to be starting, so maybe you'll have a little bit better quarterback play. I don't know, but still not scared of Drew Lock. Not scared of this Giants offense. I mean, Tyrone Tracy is a nice back, but I got to check and make sure he's good to go. But, I mean, I'm just not scared of the Giants. We should beat the Giants at home, playoff live, still on the line. There's no reason we shouldn't beat the Giants. Absolutely no reason we shouldn't be able to beat the Giants. Our run game should be pretty prevalent, especially with, trying to ease Michael Penix into everything. And, look, Michael Penix is going to be able to do some good things, I'm sure, on Sunday, but still, you're not going to go in there and ask Michael Penix to throw the ball, 35, 40 times right off the bat. It's going to be a very heavy dosage of the run game with Bijan Robinson and Tyler Algier against this Giants defense. And look, if we talk about the Falcons defense too, this Falcons defense has 13 sacks in the last three games. They had 10 going into their bye week. They have 13 in their last three games. This Falcons defense is getting after it. And also too, this Giants offensive line has been giving up a good amount of sacks here over the season. I have the exact number here for you that I'm going to give to you here in just a second. They have given up, where is it here? The Giants have given up, I had it. I am looking for it. They've given up a lot of sacks. I think the number was like 45 or something like that. I'm looking to see exactly where that number was. Oh, here we go. The Giants have allowed 45 sacks. That's tied for seventh most in the NFL. I knew I had it here somewhere. But I expect this Falcons defense to get some more sacks because, again, Jimmy Lake, got to give a lot of credit to Jimmy Lake. He's made a very nice adjustment. Him and the rest of that Falcons defense made a very nice adjustment after the bye week, during the bye week, to allow A.J. Terrell, Mike Hughes, the offer to hug up on these receivers, the opposing receivers. And again, that's giving the pass rushers the extra tick and the extra time that they needed to get home. And we've seen that come into effect over the last three games. Again, 13 sacks. So I think we'll be able to put pressure on Drew Lock, and he can move around a little bit. Drew Lock can. So there's that fact of it, but still feel like the Falcons will be able to win this game. Think they'll be able to sack Drew Lock, hopefully at least three or four times. And feel like we'll be able to put up plenty of points at home. The Benz is going to be absolutely rocking here in Falcons fans and taking your calls. And by the way, we'll take your calls here at 540 for a Falcons Friday edition of Grillin' Dylan. So make sure you go ahead and get your Falcons takes ready. And we can also talk about whatever you like. Yeah. But I think it will be a very fun atmosphere And I think it'd be a very fun game that will end in a Falcons win on Sunday. So I'm very excited just to see what Michael Penix does and what the Falcons does overall, and you know just what this offense is going to look like under Michael Penix Jr. But I do want to transition a little bit. Actually, I do want to let you hear, because I did say I was going to let you hear a little bit from more from Zach Robinson and then Michael Penix. I do want to let you hear Zach Robinson talk about the similarities, because again, we've talked about how this offense is going to be different as far as obviously Michael Penix being more mobile, the offense maybe being opened up a little bit more as far as they're going to be more bootlegs, more play action, and just things like that. But there are also a lot of similarities, and a lot of things won't change. I don't think the good things that we saw in this offense under Kirk Cousins, I don't think those are going to change, because Michael Penix, he can move and he's got mobility, but he is still at his core a pocket passing quarterback. He is a pocket passer. And I think that's important, because he's still going to be able to come in, deliver the ball quickly and on time and on target. So I think that's important to note too, because it's not like Michael Penix is going to be running around the whole game. There's going to be times, a lot of times, where he's going to drop back in the pocket and he's just going to make a nice throw. And there are good similarities between him and Kirk Cousins, and Zach Robinson talked about those similarities a couple of days ago during his press conference.
Absolutely. I think, you know, obviously what we believe in as a coaching staff is, you know, a quarterback that can operate from the pocket and they can progress and they have anticipation and they have all those skills that it takes to be a successful quarterback from the pocket. Obviously Kirk's done that for a long time. Mike demonstrated those things coming out of Washington. He's got great instincts, great feel for the pocket, for bodies around him, can click through progression. So I think there are definitely some similarities from how they can play quarterback from the pocket, which is obviously why we, you know, like Kirk and obviously why we drafted Mike as well.
There you go. So, again, I think Michael Penix will be able to do all of the good things that Kirk Cousins was doing before, obviously, the benching, but he'll be able to do and add the element that Kirk couldn't add as far as mobility and, you know, being effective on those play-action passes, being effective on those bootlegs and things like that. So, it'll be fun to see. Very excited to see what Michael Penix does on Sunday. Let's let you hear from Michael Penix Jr. Speaking of the new starting quarterback of the Atlanta Falcons, the rookie left-hander, talking about the physical and mental challenges ahead and how he is preparing and getting ready for those.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, you know, just the mental reps, you know, that was always there. You know, always make sure I'm prepared, you know, preparing like the starter and always being ready, because I didn't know when my number was going to be called. It could have been called at any point, you know, so just me making sure I was ready, that was the biggest thing. And, you know, as far as you talking about, like, the physical part, you know, as far as getting the reps with the guys, you know, that'll come this week. And we got this week to prepare. And, you know, I already talked to some of the receivers, and they said they're ready to, you know, get those reps. You know, if we got to do it after practice to get more, you know, they're willing to, and, you know, that's the biggest thing, you know, just make sure I find time to get with those guys. So.
There you have it. He's taking those mental reps, and he got a lot of physical reps over this past week, including yesterday. We saw some of those, again, highlights from practice of him getting throws into Kyle Pitts, getting throws into Drake London and the Falcons wide receivers. So, again, I do think this offense could end up being more explosive under Michael Penix, and we could see more deep ball plays. Obviously, again, a lot more plays that will maybe break down but end up being big plays and kind of, you know, off-schedule plays, I think is a better phrase for it, but it'll be very interesting to see. I do want to spend a couple of minutes. We'll get back into the Falcons in 10 minutes here in our Falcons Friday edition of Grill and Dylan. But I do want to spend a couple minutes talking about the college football playoff, because we do got some big college football playoff games. I know the Michael Penix news this week has taken over, but we do have some big college football playoff games starting tonight. And again, the winner of tonight's Notre Dame-Indiana game will take on the Georgia Bulldogs in the quarterfinal round of the of the college football playoff. So just want to talk about these games for a few minutes here while we got some time. As far as we can start with Notre Dame and Indiana too, I think this will be a very, very fun game. I do think Notre Dame is going to end up winning. Notre Dame, to me, has been, I mean, they're in the college football playoffs, so obviously not that slept on, but as far as, like, the contending teams, I think Notre Dame has kind of been slept on this year. And I think they're going to use that a little bit, and I think they're going to handle business against Indiana. I really like what, again, Marcus Freeman has done with this Notre Dame team since he has taken over in that game at 8 o'clock Eastern time, by the way. If you want to check that game out tonight, I'm sure you probably will. But I'm very excited to see just to what a college football playoff atmosphere is like. This is the first time we're going to have a home college football playoff game. So obviously Notre Dame is going to be at home, and it'll be very fun to see. But I like Notre Dame in tonight's game taking on Indiana. I also like Penn State. SMU is going to give them everything they can handle, though. I think SMU is going to give them everything they handle. I think Drew Aller's dealing with a little bit of an injury? Have I heard that? But either way it goes, I do think Penn State will be able to get the job done. SMU, again, though, they're going to fight. And I would not be surprised at all if this game came down to the absolute wire. I do think Penn State will get the job done, but I think it's going to be really, really close. Clemson and Texas. I think Clemson is going to show that they are, I don't know if back is the right term for it, because I don't know if, again, when it was a 4-team playoff, there was a little bit of a fall off with the quarterback play and things like that. So I think they'll show that they're back kind of like maybe in that sense, but Clemson has continued to have really good defenses and really solid teams. Again, they just have needed to find that quarterback that can take this team to the next level. And I think Cade Klubnik has done that to the extent of getting them back into the college football playoff. And obviously there being a 12-team playoff help because Clemson is number 12 indeed. But I think as far as showing that Clemson is still one of the top teams in the country, I think they'll show that. And I think they'll give Texas all they can handle as well. But I do think Texas is going to end up winning this football game. I think they just have too much talent. I think they're just going to out-talent Clemson. And again, Clemson's going to fight. They're going to do their thing. But I think Texas just has too much talent. I do think and wonder how much Arch Manning we'll see, because I do think we will see some Arch Manning. I do wonder how much, though. But I do like Texas over Clemson. Tennessee, Ohio State is going to be hard. That's a tough one for me to choose. I'm not really sure about that. I think Ohio State gets it done, but I think this could end up being a physical, kind of nasty football game a little bit. I'm not sure if it's going to be the track meet that everyone thinks it's going to be, but I think that's definitely going to be the game of the weekend, and I'll be excited to watch that one. But we'll see what ends up happening. I think they'll all be very good games, and the college football playoff getting started tonight with Notre Dame and Indiana. And then you got a full slate of games on Saturday with Penn State taking on SMU, Texas taking on Clemson, and Ohio State taking on Tennessee. But when we come back here, we can talk about whatever you like. Yeah, 404-726-0929 is the number. 404-726-0929 is the number. You want to talk about the college football playoff games? How you feeling about those? We can do that. You want to talk about the Falcons? How you feeling about Michael Penix Jr.? We can do that. If you got a score prediction for me as well, I'll take it. Whatever you want to talk about, we can do it next. Movies, music, life, sports. Grillin' Dylan is next. 404-726-0929. Call me up right now. We'll take your calls on the other side on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Falcons Friday. I hope y'all are doing well. Thank you to everyone that's tuned in right now. That if you are on your way to work, already at work, if you're on your way to the gym, already at the gym, if you're still snuggled up in bed listening, I appreciate you as well. If you're getting ready for work at home, I appreciate you tuning in. However you're tuning in, I appreciate you. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Make sure you download that free Odyssey app on your smartphone and on your smart devices today. We're going to get to Grillin' Dylan here in just a second. You can go ahead and call me up. 404-726-0929 is the number. 404-726-0929 is the number. Do want to bring up real quick that all the shows today, moving forward, Morning Shift, Steakhouse, Dukes and Bell, Andy and Randy, Dukes and Bell, they are all going to be at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. So make sure you go say what's up to all the shows. Go hang out with them whenever you can. Look, they're there all day. All the shows are there. So if you can't go see one show, you should be able to go to see another. You feel me? So go out and see our party peeps out there at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw today. Again, all the shows move forward, starting next with The Morning Shift. Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, will catch up with them in a few minutes here. But make sure you go see all of them today. They are all going to be at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw, getting you ready for Falcons and Giants, getting you ready for the college football playoff, and everything in between. But with all that being said, let's go ahead and get into it. Let's get to what we call Grillin' Dylan. 404-726-0929 is the number. 404-726-0929 is the number. You know what's going on. We can talk about whatever you like. Yeah. Movies, music, life, sports. You want to talk about the Falcons and Michael Penix taking on the Giants this Sunday? You can talk about that. I'll take a score prediction if you got one. You want to talk about the college football playoff? We can do that. You want to talk about the Hawks? We can do that. Whatever you want to talk about, we can do it right now on Grillin' Dylan. Let's get it started by talking to my guy, Adrian. Adrian, good morning to you. What's going on, man? How you feeling?
Good morning, man. I'm feeling amazing, man. Quick call, man. I actually love that the Falcons took the leap of faith, man, to do a quarterback swap. Yeah. I think, the Falcons actually been missing P. Nasty, man. You know, I actually had the opportunity. opportunity to actually watch him at a, actually in person like three times when he was playing at Washington.
Oh, nice.
You know, and actually I think that he would be a great plug-in, you know, for, you know, that Falcon offense. You know, Kirk Cousins just can't move, man, and defenses, right. The other defenses knew that.
Right.
And they exploited it, you know. So I think because, you know, Pete Nasty can come up with some mobility, and he actually got a rocket for an arm.
Oh, facts.
Can't wait for y'all to see. Can't wait for y'all to see it. And you already know that just by saying facts, man. So I just think that I think the Falcons win out. You know, I'm gonna bet on Pete Nasty. And I think he's gonna get us to where we gotta go, man. Y'all have a good one.
Adrian, I appreciate the phone call, man. Great stuff, brother. I also like the nickname P Nasty. I like it. I like it. I rock with P Nasty, Adrian. That's a good one, brother. But he is absolutely spot on. Michael Penix got a cannon. He can move around, but hey, if he got a clean pocket, he don't got to move around. That dude has an absolute cannon, a rocket for an arm. And look, he can put some zip on the ball. He can put that on the ball if he needs to. He can drop it in the bread basket, put some air under there if he needs to. He can make all the NFL throws. He has an absolute cannon for an arm. You are absolutely right about that. That left hand is dangerous out there on that football field. So very excited to see Michael Penix as well and him show off that arm, show off the mobility, all that good stuff. All right, let's keep it moving here. Let's go to JP. JP, how you feeling on this Falcons Friday, man? What's going on, brother?
Yeah, I'm feeling good, man. How you feeling this morning?
Doing good, man. Doing good. What's on your mind, JP?
Hey, a couple things, man. First up on my Hawks, man, that boy Wemby, he looked like a create-a player on a video game, man.
Man, you ain't lying.
Everybody.
You ain't lying, JP.
That looked ridiculous yesterday on the court.
Yeah, for sure.
Second about my Falcons, man, the Bucks going to slip up. The Bucks going to lose a game. We going to be all right.
Okay.
I'm happy we riding with Penix. But I want to know this, man. If you go into the game this Sunday, man, stop wearing jerseys that's not the Falcons or the Giants. Man, I'm sick of going to the Dome or the Benz and seeing people wear jerseys and the team not even playing us. So, you know, stop doing that, man. But rise up, man. You have a good morning, man. I love your show every morning, man. You be safe.
Hey, JP, you do the same, brother. Be safe. Have a great weekend. Happy holidays to you as well. And JP is spot on, man. It's kind of become a trend in not just Atlanta. I don't think this is just in Atlanta. I think this is everywhere. When a person goes to an NFL game, if they have a jersey, they're going to wear that jersey. It doesn't matter if it's the Falcons and the Giants for this example. They'll come in with a Steelers jersey just because they're a Steelers fan. They want to get their Steelers jersey off. Now, you see that a lot. I don't think it's just in Atlanta. I think it's everywhere. Maybe it's just in Atlanta, but my experience has been people are going to wear a jersey just because they got a jersey and they're going to a football game. That's what my experience has been. So JP is spot on with that. Look, I get it. You want to create that home field advantage. Look, you can wear a different jersey, but as long as you cheer for the Falcons, that's all I care about. If you're not a Giants fan on Sunday and you're coming to the game, cheer for the Falcons. You're in the Falcons Stadium. The least you could do if you're going to wear a different jersey is at least cheer for the Falcons. Make it loud in there for the Giants. That's the least you can do. So I'm not necessarily stuck on cheering for or wearing a different jersey. But the least you can do if he's going to show up and you're not a Giants fan is cheer for the Falcons. I think that's a healthy compromise, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? All right, let's get one more here before we have to hand things off to the morning shift. Let's head out to Xavier. Xavier, what's going on, brother? Happy Friday to you. How you doing?
All right, what's going on, Dylan?
Not much, getting brother,
ready
man.
Getting ready to celebrate my birthday coming up this Monday. So
okay, happy early birthday, man. Happy early birthday.
I appreciate it. I'm very excited about Michael Penix coming in. The second I got the breaking news on my phone, I went in here and bought me some tickets to the Carolina game. So,
hey, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about, Xavier. Yes, sir.
That's right. Hopefully he lights it up, man, because I was never really a big fan of the Kirk Cousins deal to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think a lot of people are, like, giving him too much credit for the beginning of the season. I feel like he played very well against bad defenses. If you talk about, like, Tampa and Dallas, if you take those three games out, which is just Tampa and Dallas, Kirk Cousins threw for like six touchdowns and six interceptions.
Yeah.
So, he never really was that great at the beginning of the season either. So I'm very, very eager to see Michael Penix go ahead and do the thing and start this new era, man.
There you go. Man, Xavier, I appreciate the phone call. Happy early birthday to you again, man. Celebrate hard, but be safe as well, and a happy holidays to you as well, Xavier. I appreciate it, man.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right. That is going to do it for this edition of Grill and Dylan. Appreciate the phone calls. Appreciate everybody tuning in as always. And when we come back here on the Hometown Take, we will wrap things up and hand things off to the morning shift. It's just Mike Johnson and Bo Morgan, Tiffany Blackman out on assignment. But the fellas, they aren't here in the Kia Studios with me. They're out in Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. I talked about it earlier. We'll check in with the fellas and see what they got going on for a special Falcons Friday edition, a Fair Foul Friday edition of the morning shift live from Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. We'll check in with Mikey P and Squid Billy right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.